WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network on Twitter at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. We are broadcasting live from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. What do you call this, Tim?
The Bergstrom Center Trends and Strategies Conference.
That was Tim Becker. He's the director of the Center for University of Florida Trends and Strategies Conference. And we're going to hear, we're broadcasting live from the happy hour. We're going to be grabbing people and asking them to talk. We're going to see who agrees. The main topics are going to be what's up at the University of Florida, why go to the University of Florida. And also, we're going to talk about what's going on in the real estate market in Florida, the Southeast, and the United States. So stick with us. We've got an absolutely super show. And did you know that I absolutely love my life? Wanda, take it away.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way.
When you're not working 9 to 5, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's right, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. And Tim, did you know that Warren Henry is now in Gainesville? They got the new Audi store there.
I do. They're right down the street from me.
It's an awesome car. I'm going to get my friends over there. Here's Rick Scarola. He's going to be on later with somebody that he might even know pretty well. But hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple, old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, I'm dedicating this one to my good friend Doug. Hey, where are you going to go when a bank says no, when you got a loan that just doesn't fit inside the box? What are you going to do? You're going to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because we'll give loans from our private group of investors. That's right. If it's creative, if it starts with, I've got a special situation, then I've got a loan for you. So give me a call. Maybe you're a realtor. You own a bunch of properties. All cash. You want to pull some cash out, buy another property. What are you going to do? Give me a call. Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and you got clients from outside the United States. Maybe they want to buy some resort housing here in the United States. As long as the president doesn't mess with them, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Russia, Brazil, Venezuela, Colombia, Canada. Hey, even the United States. Give me a call, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Well, Wanda's giving me all this technical and information. Maybe the feedback's coming out of my headset, Wanda, so I'm going to take away the headset. The hugs and kisses are coming, so that means Vivian Fried is turned on, so you got a big, big audience now, Tim. We're here with Tim Becker. Tim's the director of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. If you need a real estate answer, Tim's usually going to know who to call to get it if he doesn't have it himself. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Now, before we get started, I want to talk a little bit about what you do up at the University of Florida. Tell me a little bit about the Center for Real Estate Studies and also how it's kind of evolved, because it's not the same as it was when I first joined.
So the Bergstrom Center is around to serve as the go-between between the industry and the academics of the University of Florida. So we're here to support our students, help them get jobs, help them get mentors, and to provide terrific information for the real estate industry.
I got to tell you, Tim, with all the great networking I do and all the great people that I meet, and I brought a whole bunch of folks here to the conference today, and they're making money and networking and having all them hors d'oeuvres. But the most important thing to me, the person that means the most to me out of this year's class is that young man, Luke, that you have there. That's been I've been mentoring. He's absolutely terrific. This is a kid that started, his summer job was loading chicken parts, and now he's doing real estate. That's my kind of guy. Tim, tell me a little bit about the students and where they come from.
They come from all over. They come from five or six different countries across the world. And they come from all backgrounds, from architecture to building construction to engineering to finance. So our students, a wide berth of experience. They're great kids. They're the smartest kids in the state of Florida who come to the University of Florida.
Before we go any further, I want to thank Johnny for sharing our post. I want to thank Doug for joining us. And Vivian, if you give me any more hugs and kisses on the internet, I think it's going to explode. Now, Tim, let's say somebody wants to get a good leg up on the real estate industry. How do they go about getting information about the program?
They come to our website at realestate.ufl.edu, or they like us on Facebook at the UF Nathan S. Collier Masters of Science in Real Estate program. We'll get them all the information that they need and tell them how they can join the next class.
Now, how long has this program been in business? I guess I could say business, because even public education is a business these days. So how long has the program been around, and how has it changed over the years?
So our first degree started in 1945, Jim. So since 1945, we've been offering a degree. It's bounced back and forth between an undergraduate degree and an MBA degree. Our current state has been around for about 25 years now.
So that's, you know, when I was here studying real estate, back when they were inventing fire over in the engineering department and the wheel over in the engineering department, I think that the program, they only had a few colleges and universities, Texas A&M, Wisconsin, Georgia Tech, I think maybe even UCLA, but not really that many. But so you've been around since 1940, I mean, the program since 45, huh?
Since 1945, and we've seen those number of universities who have real estate programs explode over the past 10 years. So we have, I think, upwards of 80 universities now that are offering some form of real estate program.
Well, I know there's a bunch of them in the state of Florida. How would you differentiate the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Study, the Nathan S. Collier program? How would you differentiate that from some of the other programs in the state, which are all terrific and all have their niche?
They all do have their niche, but I think what separates us from the rest is the breadth of our board, the reach that we have from our board. We have a nationwide advisory board of industry professionals who provide the best advice to our kids, to us, to ensure that we have the best leaders of tomorrow coming out.
I'll tell you, like I said earlier, it's the most rewarding part for me is helping the young people get their first jobs, and even better is helping them negotiate their second and third jobs. It's just really wonderful. And then also I get a lot of my friends that have joined the program that are on the board, and it's really great to see now, like I nominated Rod Kasten, and then the guy that was sitting next to me at the table who says he develops shopping centers for Publix, Rod nominated him. So it's really cool to see second and third, and I gotta say fourth generation nominees, and people really discovering that this is a great place, not only to get an education, but to get a great life too. Oh, I said it again. I love my life. I hope you heard that, honey. I love my life. And part of it is the Nathan S. Collier Center for Real Estate Studies and the Bergstrom Center. Tim, what do you got on tap to make things even better?
Well, we keep growing. This is the biggest class we've had, so we're going to continue to get the best and brightest into our group. But the center is going to continue to grow. We're going to grow more research for the industry to absorb, hopefully to move this industry, continue this industry in the right direction to bigger and better things.
Now, I know that one of your taglines is lead real estate, if I believe that's correct. So tell me, the students, they come, they get an experience, they meet all the people. What is the favorite thing in your mind that the students do here? And by the way, we're going to have a student on later. We're going to talk to a student and his pop. In fact, they both went to school here. Oh, that's going to be great. But Tim, tell me what the students like.
Well, the students love the interaction with the industry. They love being able to talk to people who have done that, been there, and give them great pieces of advice. While they get great academics, as you would expect from the University of Florida, it's really people like you, Jim, who come back and give and teach these kids really how to start out the right way in this industry.
You can't make me cry while I'm doing radio, Tim. This really means a lot to me. I really love you. I love all the kids. The background noise that you're hearing is about 400 people networking with about 35, 40 kids, and all the kids are trying to get jobs. All the people are looking really to hire them, and they all want somebody sharp. That's where it starts. And so they come here to UF to meet the, I'm going to just say it, I got the orange and blue tie on today. They want to come and meet the really sharp kids, and this is where they find them. Who are some of the companies that have hired the kids just in the last couple of years?
Wells Fargo, MetLife, Prudential, Ernst & Young, PwC, Duff & Phelps.
I heard Marcus, yeah, Duff & Phelps. I've had, the guys in Chicago. Last year, my mentee got a job in Chicago. I placed kids in Chicago, Atlanta, Washington, New York for Cushman & Wakefield in New York, Atlanta, Duff & Phelps, private HFF. Equity firm, HFF, Danny, all those guys. So
your next guest, Covenant Capital Group.
Oh, Covenant Capital, my next guest. Well, that'll be a father's son. Those are great guys. Tim, let's just talk for a couple of minutes about what you see as the director of the center in the real estate market. What are some of the things that the speakers have said today that have struck you, that help you understand what's going on in the marketplace? Because I was out here setting up my radio show. I'd like to hear, too.
Sure. Well, I think what we heard today was that the fundamentals continue to be sound, despite the fact that we're long in the tooth in the recovery. We haven't overbuilt, maybe a little overbuilding in multifamily, but the rest of the sectors haven't overbuilt. So fundamentals look really good. There's a lot of capital looking for real estate still. So I think all in all, our students are in for a wonderful ride trying to get jobs, making a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, well, some of them are very successful. And even if you train them to go into their parents' business, there's nothing wrong with that either. We got a lot of families that are very deeply involved here at the university. And I must tell you that there's been nothing more rewarding than for me to mentor the students. And I'm going to quote my wife, who just is on Facebook Live. She just said, watching my husband mentor young kids has been epic. And I want you to know it's something that truly makes me proud. Tim, we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to take a break now. Why don't you go find the Scarolas? We'll talk a little bit about the folks at Covenant Capital and what they see and why the Scarolas are a second-generation family here at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank Tim Becker, my good friend Tim Becker. I just gave him a bruise, Tim. Thank you for being on the show. We'll be right back after this. Wanda, take it away. Rock the audience. Thank you. Giving me my sign, you know? I love it here at the University of Florida. I gotta put my glasses on.
Disappointment was my closest friend.
You want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. That's right, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Listen, what they really come with is the Warren Henry family. Larry, Eric, Ismet, May, all the people that I know at Warren Henry, they treat me like gold. And they treat all my friends that I send there like gold too. So, join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
I'm so glad I finally found you. Yes, that one in a million girls. And now with my loving arms around you, honey, I can stand up and face the world.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody, where are you going to go when your loan doesn't fit in a square box? When you're looking for something that starts with, hey, Jim, I got a special situation. What are you going to do? You're going to call me at 305-773-6300. That's right, 305-773-6300. Why? Because I'm with Spectrum Mortgage, and we're one of the oldest private lenders here in Florida. We'll do loans in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, and in the Keys, too. So, Kelly, I'll give you a loan down in the Keys, I promise you. That's right. If you start out with, my loan doesn't fit into the square box, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Hey, maybe you're a realtor and you own a bunch of units. Maybe you got real low leverage on them. Well, then you're my favorite. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I'll help you pull some cash out of those units so you can take advantage of the deals you want to buy. Hey, maybe you're a realtor and you've got clients from overseas, Russia, Latin America, Asia, Europe, doesn't really matter. I can help you get your mortgage. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right, somebody's calling me now. They just knocked me off of Facebook. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help.
If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. That's right, we're back on. I'm pulling off my headset so Wanda doesn't get any reverb back there. And we're going to be on. We're broadcasting live from the 2017 University of Florida Center for Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies Trends and Strategies Conference. I've got my good friend Rick Scarola. Rick's here on the board with me at UF. And Rick, you also went to school here, didn't you?
I did. I was here from 77 through 84.
That's okay. Tim told me the program started in 45, so you're not the oldest guy here.
I feel like the oldest guy here.
Yeah, well, I look like the oldest guy here. So anyway, Rick, tell me a little bit about what you've gotten and why you got involved with the UF Center for Real Estate Studies Board. Why'd you get involved?
Well, I felt like a number of years ago that we wanted to enter back. We're from Tennessee. Went to school down here, but
okay. We got a lot of good recruits on a basketball team that come from Tennessee,
thank
too.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, all right.
But we are a company that tries to do business from Tennessee and Florida. So this conference really gives us a lot of good Florida knowledge on an annual basis. And we make a lot of our decisions acquisition-wise and disposition-wise related to what this conference has to tell us.
Now, you know, I heard there, I was only in the conference for a little while because I was out here setting up, but what I heard was that there's a transition in the institutional world from multifamily to they're looking at other stuff. Sounds to me like people are creating an opportunity for you.
Getting out of multifamily?
They're not chasing it as hard anymore, which means that maybe there's some opportunity out there.
Yeah, I think what the customer's doing today, the client, the buyer, is they're shifting from core plus. We're a value add buyer.
Oh.
And we always have been. And so they're shifting to our kind of real estate if they're in the apartment space. But they're also shifting out of the core plus apartment market because it's gotten overpriced in most cities. Not all cities and not all Florida cities, but most cities it's gotten a little pricey.
Now we used a little jargon there, so we don't want to discuss that a little bit. What is a value add deal, and what is core and core plus? Because not everybody is really spun up. We got a lot of people in their car listening. So help them. Let's educate them a little bit. Tell me a little bit about what that is.
Well, core is if you buy a brand new property in downtown Orlando that is everything's finished. You're buying it fully occupied, and there's really no risk. But that yield has come down in the apartment space to 4-5%. And most institutions don't feel like that's enough yield for them to take that risk. So they've moved to Core Plus, which is probably a similar property, a little older, probably 5 to 15 years old, has a little bit of need, a little bit of an upgrade to it. Again, not too complicated to own and manage, lower leverage. A core plus deal is maximum of 65% leverage. Core deal is maximum of 50% leverage. And then value add, which is what we do, is deals that are, as we call them, have hair all over them.
I had to say that.
Well, it's the only hair I've got.
Well, wait, there's a guy that just came and sat down next to you. He's got a little hair. Before we get any further, I want to say, hey, high five to Shannon. Hey, Shannon, how you doing out there? Now, I'm going to widen the shot a little bit, and we're going to get Matt Scarola in here, and we're going to talk a little bit about everything. Matt, get in there with your pop. Everybody get a little closer. Come on, Matt. We need one good-looking guy in here. Get in there. Come on, hug your pop. It's okay. Get in there. Get on it. All right, so now we got, So now we got Matt and Rick Scarola, two generations of real estate professionals that went through University of Florida programs here. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
We had, like I said, one good-looking guy on the show, and now we got him. So, ladies, if you're not watching, get on my Facebook page. Matt, are you married?
I'm not. 25 and moving to South Florida.
Okay, so there it is right there. Anybody needs to know about Matt. Matt, you got to get your face in the picture now. So, Matt, tell me a little bit about what you've learned at the University of Florida. It's maybe a little different than what Pop teaches at home.
I think that with the University of Florida, you get a breadth of knowledge and exposure to, you know, different avenues that you can take within the real estate field. That makes it challenging because you have to figure out where you want to go. But you get to look at opportunities and hear from professionals all across the spectrum of different property types, as well as different aspects of the business, whether it's sales or leasing, development, equity side. So you really get to understand it from different perspectives, and you get a taste of what those would look like for a career path.
And you know what I've really found, and what I recommend, is that even though your dad may know all of the different things, he knows it his way. And I think that when you get out there and you get a little bit of a different perspective, then you're gonna work at a different firm, not your dad's firm, right?
Correct.
So you're gonna bring a new perspective when you eventually go into the family business, which I'm sorry to say, as much as you want to get out, they're gonna pull you back in.
No comment.
Yeah, I know. But listen, so Rick, we were talking a little bit about what you see in the market. So what are some of the markets that you look into that you think that there's still some value in? And be careful, because you've got a guy that's a broker sitting right next to you, and that's not me.
Who is that?
I think that's your son.
Well,
I would say
cities-wise, we think there's a real opportunity in Southwest Florida today, Naples and Fort Myers. It's a city that we judge a city by job creation versus the number of starts in a city. So anything greater than 5-1, we feel is accretive to a city. So Fort Myers, Naples, West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Sarasota are all cities that are 10+1. And you have cities like Orlando and Tampa that are like 14-1 today. So for us, these are great cities that do create a box where we are interested in going into them, because we know there's going to be more demand for rental apartments than there are supply.
Well, you know, you also, one other thing is that they're great places to live, and you didn't mention any place where it's really fast-paced, crazy, high-rise insanity like Miami, or I can't believe I'm about to say this, or Orlando, or downtown Tampa. It's incredible, but you're talking about places that are still livable. They've got good job creation, and it's where people want to be.
Yeah, we have been very successful in second and third tier Florida cities, Melbourne, Titusville, Daytona, Stewart, you know, Bradenton.
Are you sticking around and going to the race?
No.
Okay.
What race?
The Daytona 500, man. Come on. We had the car guys on just last week. Matt, get in here. Get in the shot on Facebook, too. So, Matt, so you decided to move down to South Florida just after I said what a fast, crazy, high-paced environment it is. You know, you're like you're going to have to just let me go. A good-looking millennial who's single. I'm going to keep advertising until we sell. What made you decide to move to South Florida? You grew up in Tennessee, right?
Yes, that's right, Nashville.
So why'd you pick South Florida to move to? It's a little bit different than Nashville, Tampa, or Orlando.
He's been in New York for 2.5 years.
Oh, so you're slowing down then?
A little bit.
No, not really. It's the missing borough. So tell me about what you're going to do, and you're going to be working for one of the other guys that's on the UF board, aren't you?
That's right. I'm going to be working for Dick Donnellan, Mark DeBaptiste, and their group down in Boca, which I will say will not be a slowdown.
No, it definitely will not. I know those guys, and their feet never touch the ground. They're always moving so fast. So what's your opinion on the multifamily market in South Florida today?
That's why I'm going there. I feel like it's in a good place. And like we were talking about earlier, there's job growth there. And the people that I would say are in their early 30s are trying to buy homes and really are having difficult time with the affordability in South Florida. And I believe that the multifamily space is going to keep growing because of that.
I totally agree. The Wall Street Journal had a great article, I think it was last week, where it talked about, I'm going to say a dirty word, moratoriums in places like Los Angeles because people were getting all aggravated that developers were coming in, building these high rises, throwing shadows on them, ruining their traffic patterns, and ultimately giving them degraded life. My God, it just sounds like I just talked about Miami a little bit. But it still seems like it's going to go, that there's great stuff. It's a wonderful lifestyle. And in Miami, all we're doing is we're just going to use Uber. It's going to be absolutely great. Listen, I want to help you. Give a shout-out. Anybody want to give a shout-out to on the show?
Maybe your wife.
My wife, Lynn, who happens to be in Boca this week. We're down here for 45 days. We're out of Nashville, but we come down to Florida for a couple months out of the year.
Sounds like you're pretty smart. Sounds like your son's smart. Wait, you're going to be working in Boca.
That's right. I'll give a shout-out to the same lovely lady, my mother, down in Boca.
Sounds like we got two really smart guys here on the show with us. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to try to run around and see if I can scare up some more guests. And we'll be right back after this. Wanda, take it away, girlfriend. Everybody, I'm back, Wanda. I want to thank you so much. Hey, listen, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now in Gainesville, Warren Henry has a beautiful Audi store that my friend Mike Warren is going to. I promise I'm going to hook him up with Larry and the guys over there. They're going to love him. That's right, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Right here, you know.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back and we are here live. I'm showing everybody on Facebook Live how we've got a huge crowd here. And now I'm turning it back because you'd much rather look at my next guests. That's right, girls, get in here. You don't need to see me. We're going to interview a couple of students now. I don't even know their names. Honey, I promise you, I don't know these women. I just met them. I swear to God. Now, okay, we've got Macy.
Macy Trezanis.
Where are you from?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, what a great place.
Oh,
yeah, for some people.
So who are you?
Natalie Anthony.
Yeah, Natalie, and where are you from?
Tampa, Florida.
Oh, you're getting better, at least. I lived in Tampa for a while. I do like Jacksonville. You know why the St. John's River flows north?
Why is that?
Because Georgia sucks. Okay, we've got that out of the way. Yeah, see that? I got him.
That's a good one.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask each of you probably the same question, but not really.
Okay.
So, Macy, why did you pick to come to the University of Florida?
Because it's the greatest school in the whole wide world.
You're from Jacksonville. You better be saying that stuff. Now, you're an undergraduate real estate student?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can give more than 3-word answers, but that's okay. I don't mind. You're terrific on the Facebook live feed. We got one other person here, too. Luke, drop in here.
Hey, how you doing at home, all the visitors? Hello?
That's Luke. Luke, you got to introduce yourself, man.
All right, I'm Luke Duffick. I'm from Boca Raton, third-year finance major. Just got into the combined degree program here at the University of Florida.
And he's one heck of a fisherman. He brings us fish whenever he comes down. Earlier, I was talking about how I mentor the students. Luke is the kid who I was telling about who loaded chicken parts. This is a guy I want working on my team. He never gives up. Now, I'm sorry, Natalie. I got to look at the name tags. I'm not looking at it. I swear, it's just a name tag. Now, Natalie, tell me why you picked UF.
It's a great school, and I wanted a good education, and I feel like UF accepts a more well-rounded student, and that's why I'm here.
Oh, I'm with this girl. She knows what she's talking about. Julie, don't laugh, or I'm going to have you on next. Julie, will you be on? Oh, high five. Yeah, both of you. I don't mind. Sure. Come on. Okay, so we got Julie. Julie's going to come on, and I don't know who she's got with her, but it'll be fun. Oh, Steve from New York. I'm sorry, man. I'm just going with the student thing here. So now, Luke, why did you pick UF?
It stood out from all the other schools in the state, and I saw their real estate program and knew that it was the school I had to go to from day one.
Now, y'all, you listen to me. I'm only in Orlando, and I'm saying y'all, and I'm from Miami. Now, Macy, you're an undergraduate, but you decided you wanted to go into real estate. What type of real estate interests you and why?
That's what I'm still trying to figure out. That's why I come to things like this, so I can get immersed and just figure out what part of the industry I want to go into.
You know, that's actually a fabulous answer. That's actually the right answer for right now, because absolutely no way you can know anything about real estate except that it's a really interesting. No, I'll tell you. So why did I pick real estate? Okay, I picked real estate because the first A that I got at the University of Florida was in bowling. And I know, I'm the man, right?
Yeah.
They still got the bowling alley at the Union, right?
Definitely the man.
Oh, and then after that, I got my next day was in Asian studies. Still not really getting me anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
So then what I realized was, while I couldn't really do accounting like all the accountants and marketing like, well, I guess I can do marketing better than most of the marketing people. But, and all the other stuff, what I really liked was that real estate was an integrative practice and really creative and really helped me exploit my knowledge of all the different stuff. How do you think about that, Natalie? And stop, swear to you, I'm just looking at the name tag.
Are you asking me why I chose real estate?
Yeah.
So I want to work in commercial retail. My mom works in commercial retail, so that's how I got into real estate.
What do you mean commercial retail? Your mom is?
My mom works for Kimco Realty.
Oh, I got a ringer. I got a ringer. Yeah, no, the Kimco, I know the guys from Kimco. It's a fabulous family. I really like the Coopers, right?
Yeah, Ross Cooper and Ross and Milton. Yeah, Milton's the owner, and then Ross is his grandson.
See that, how I give you a softball like that?
Very true.
But you're terrific. And, you know, they're doing a great deal up in Hollandale with my friend, not Cornerstone. No, because they just changed companies. Stuart Myers and his team are doing the deal with Kimco right in Hollywood Station, I think they're calling it, but maybe that's not it. No, Dania.
Mom's on Dania Point. It's a huge project. There's so much stuff going in there. It's crazy.
Tell me a little bit more about Dania Point.
I don't know that much about Dania Point. I just know there's a lot of retail going in there, a lot of shopping centers. I know they're negotiating a lot of leases. I also know there's a lot of problems because it's a huge development project. It's the biggest project Kimco's taken on to date.
Let me tell you what really is what about Dania Point. Dania Point fills a hole. Dania Point is a great location. It's got great access and great visibility. They're going to knock it out of the park. Luke, why did you pick real estate, brother?
There's a lot of great aspects of real estate that I really enjoy. I really want to go into brokerage because I enjoy going out of the office and meeting with new people and new clients and just developing deals and creating relationships.
Now you're going to hear me do a little bit of mentorship here. So what you really heard was three different people with three different approaches, with three different personalities, all coming together at the University of Florida. And it really tells you about what I said, is that real estate is really an integrative, actually an art, science. It's really a feel kind of thing. Oh, ED, how you doing? By the way, we have dinner reservations with Fabian if you still want to go. All right, give me the five there. Oh, we're getting famous here. So now, I'm going to ask the best question. Are you guys having fun on the radio?
We are having a blast. Having a blast.
And great time, Jim. Always a pleasure.
All right, see, I know how to get these softball questions going. I'm going to ask everybody one last question, and we're going to go to break, and then we're going to bring back my good friend Julia Augustin. If you could work in one market in Florida, where would you go today? And we'll start with Luke.
I would go to Miami because I just think that it's growing a lot in the recent years, and it's really close to the water, and I can't get away from fishing, Jim.
Yeah, that's okay. I keep trying to get Luke into the Facebook Live shot, but there's no way that I want you instead of these two ladies.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Jim.
All right, now, Macy, where do you think you're going to want to go when you practice real estate?
Jacksonville. It's my hometown. It's developing. There's a lot of opportunity.
100% agree. Jacksonville is one of the hidden treasures in Florida. It's always been undervalued, but they always have good, solid job growth. Luke, go get Julie and Steve over here. And Natalie, we'll finish up with you. Do you want to go back to Tampa or what?
I do want to go back to Tampa. I feel like I know the markets. It's my hometown. There's a lot booming there, a lot going on downtown, a lot going on in Channelside with that new development. It's going to be great stuff.
Yeah, Channelside. Woo, lots of stuff. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to pay some bills. Then we're going to come back with my good friend, Julie Augustin. We're going to wrap it up here. So, Wanda, take it away. Rock the house.
Right, turn off the lights. We're going to lose our minds tonight. What's the dealio? I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m., turn the radio up. Where's the rock and roll? So serious. So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise.
All right, everybody. Hey, by now you know that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. You got to check out my friends at Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now in Gainesville, they got a great Audi store. That's right. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You are wrong in all the right ways. All my underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple, old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693. ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Where are you going to go when your bank says no because your loan doesn't fit into the square box that they need to find? What are you going to do? You're going to call me. Sorry, Julie. 305-773-6300. Okay, I'll put it down so you can see them laughing their pants off now. Check us out on Facebook Live. I love you, girls. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you got a loan. Hey, maybe you're a realtor and you got a whole bunch of cash and a bunch of houses and you want to buy some more. Well, I can help you pull your... There he is. Cash out. That's right. I'm not going to... Don't worry. I'm not going to... I know you can't talk. I know you can't... Yeah, well, no, but you want to be on my show? All right, I got to go. Okay, we'll see you next week. Oh, my God, I'm sorry I messed up the ad, but
what
I'm having a great time
about?
As my big, good buddy, Ben. All right, so maybe you're a realtor and you want to pull out cash. Maybe you've got clients. Maybe they're from overseas, Venezuela, Colombia, Brazil, Russia, England, Canada. I can help you bank them all. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because if you call me, it's all about you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back, and we are here at the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. My good friend Rod is making faces at me, but I'm going to still battle through. We've got Julie Augustine. Julie, where do you work these days?
I just joined on with Foundry Commercial. I'm a senior vice president in our retail brokerage.
Well, you know all the tenants and all the good places to be. I know that. And Steve, I'm still not going to get your last name right, so throw it at us.
Steve's son.
Okay, I still... But Steve... And what do you do these days, Steve?
I run a TV network called DMZ Stream that focuses on entrepreneurship, and I also have a real estate tech startup called Any Size Deals.
God, you're a ringer. Now I know who you are. Oh, my God. Steve, will you talk? Give me one of these. How am I doing?
You're doing great.
Well, you're the pro. You're the guy that has the TV show in New York. So, Julie, you're the one that put us together. Oh, my God. Well, you're the best. So, Julie, tell me a little bit about Foundry. We've had Paul Ellis on. Paul's the president and founder of Foundry, I guess you could say.
Founder of Foundry, yes.
I guess he likes that, so maybe he's got a license plate that says founder on it. I don't know. But, Julie, tell me a little bit about Foundry.
Yeah, we're a brokerage firm based in the Southeast. I work out of our Raleigh office. Our main office is here in Orlando, and we also have a great office in Charlotte. And across all disciplines, I'm on our retail team, but we cover our office, industrial, full team, full service brokerage.
Well done, and you didn't even need paper to do it. Steve, tell me a little bit about what you do in New York, because it's really actually interesting.
So I have a show called The Dealmaker Zone, where I interview leaders in real estate and technology. I've had the guys from VTS on there, I have guys from Reonomy, Hightower, et cetera. But the main premise is really to expose people to entrepreneurship and real estate.
Well, thank you for being on my show. How am I doing so far?
You're doing great. You have a lot of energy, a lot of passion. You really engage the crowd, the audience. I love it.
I love this. I love you. I'm so glad you found me because I totally brain cramped and forgot all about this. And we should have connected because then you would have definitely been on my show. But I guess you're definitely on my show now. So, Julie, tell me a little bit about what's going on in retail, because you hear a lot of this industrial is the new retail, and you do a lot of big box stuff. Tell me what's going on in retail.
Yeah, as part of the panel today, we just had a really great retail panel that Steve ran, and it was excellent. We were just talking with Ron Wheeler as well, CEO of Assembler, and
He put on just some real, a slide that had serious, comprehensible facts. He showed his 20 different grocery anchored centers in 2009 that had a 48% mix of traditional retail. 48% was the mix in 2009. Now you flip that to today, and 48% of those are beauty and services, more of that type of a wellness tenant. So you're talking boutique fitness, and you're talking healthcare, and beauty services, you know, your hair, your care, your nail salons. That is now 48% of the centers versus just 2009, it being 48% retail. So I really appreciated the true data.
What does that mean?
It means that just what we continue to hear about, you know, you continue to hear about retail is shifting to being, bricks and mortar retail is shifting to be more experience driven, more services driven. You want to go to a community center and feel like you're part of a community. And you continue to hear this all throughout. When you talk about retail trends. So it was so great to be able to have this panel today and actually have facts surrounding that today in Florida's grocery centers.
Steve, I'm going to get to you in a minute, but I got to do a radio thing. Wanda, you got to text me when I have like a minute and a half left because I can't listen to the headphones because of the delay. Sorry, everybody, but I had to get that out of the way. So, Steve, tell me what you found out about the panel today.
So just to piggyback off of what Julie mentioned, the other thing is that a lot of retailers are going towards what they call internet-proof businesses. For example, a nail salon or a gym. You can't go to the gym online. You can't go to a nail salon online. You have to physically go somewhere. So that's what's really influencing the dynamic with the retail centers. The other thing is food. People still love going to restaurants. So that's been a huge draw for a lot of shopping centers.
I think also one of the things, and I wasn't on the panel and I didn't even listen, but maybe they said this, is that I think you're going to see a lot of health stuff. A lot of the medical office, they're going to take advantage of the big parking fields that are going unused. I think you see a lot of, I'm going to say a word that the government's just going to love, charter schools that are going to go in there. I know we see a lot of charter schools going in some of the vacant space in South Florida. So, Steve, you were the moderator. What did you take away from the panel?
I took away that they're very optimistic. They're strong believers in retail. And they do believe that even with the advent of technology, retailers are going about it the smart way.
Julie, what part of your practice at Foundry is evolving to take advantage of that trend? Oh, that's a great question.
That is a great question. So with advising and providing services to both of our retail tenants and landlords, we are focused on that as far as how do you provide that great mix that the community wants. Because especially when you're talking about these grocery anchored centers within a neighborhood, that you want to be seen as part of that community and really have the local services, and as well as also people are looking for that uniqueness that belongs to their community.
You
don't want all chain restaurants. You want to have some local, some chef-driven, some local food choices as well that really speak to about what your neighborhood is about.
Well, I just heard Wanda tell me that I have 2 minutes because I put my headsets on. So, Steve, give me the last word before we go. How are you enjoying the conference? It's your first time. What's your thoughts?
I think it's a great conference. I love Orlando. I think it's a great place. And I think just the topics and the panelists, and it's a lot of positive energy. I love it.
All right. Well, we love you too, Steve. We hope you come. And next time you tell me, maybe we'll do our shows side by side. We'll start having Radio Row here. All right. That's it. We're here. We've been broadcasting live from the Center for Real Estate Studies 2017, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies 2017 Trends and Strategies Conference. We've had students on, we've had parents on, we've had the director on, we've had practitioners on. I think we've had an absolutely great show. And I want to thank everybody from UF. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank our sponsors too. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, but more importantly, and of course, IHT. I want to thank Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and Kind Snacks. I had a bar outside. It was great. So listen, the most important people to thank are you, my listeners. I want to thank you so much. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments to those who you want to hear from. tweet me, @JimFried@FriedOnBusiness. We're doing Facebook Live. I'm getting hugs and kisses there. LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, freedombusiness.com. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, hopefully tomorrow, but probably more likely Saturday. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:00 a.m. next Thursday at 6. I think you know why by now. Why? Because I absolutely love doing this. That's right. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Go Gators!
Tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Gordon, are you?